This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Four musicians now comprise the Piedmont Melody Makers. They've been jamming together one way or another for years. And they are among the elite of North Carolina old-time and bluegrass musicians. In the last year, they decided to formalize their music union and record an album. Wonderful World Outside is a 16-track record with a blend of original tunes and covers. Three of the four Piedmont Melody Makers join me in the studio today. Alice Gerard has been singing and performing bluegrass music for 5 decades. She's won a lot of awards, including a Distinguished Achievement Award from the International Bluegrass Music Association. She's here on the guitar, the banjo, and the vocals. Alice, welcome back.
Thanks, Frank. It's great to be here.
Good to see you. Is that microphone going to be okay for you?
You
can work that out while I introduce the rest of the band, all right?
Okay.
You can maybe give it a little tug and pull it toward you. Yeah, like that. While I am introducing Jim Watson, a founding member of the Red Clay Ramblers, who's traveled and performed with a number of other bluegrass musicians and on the guitar and mandolin and vocals today. Welcome back, Jim. Been a long time.
Good to be here, Frank.
Oh, and Cliff Hale is from West Virginia. He's been playing with groups around North Carolina for more than a decade. Cliff, welcome. Good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Who is not here is the fourth melody maker and songwriter, Chris Brashear. So, Alice, you've been jamming for a long time, working with a lot of groups, and I'm curious to know why it has taken so long to make this record. But you are too, right?
Well, I've known Jim for ages, since his days with the Red Clay Ramblers. I've known Cliff for a long time. We've sung together. And then Chris moved down to Durham from Massachusetts about a couple of years ago, and he was here for a year, right down the block from me. So we got acquainted, and I knew of him, had known of him. But we haven't been playing together that long. And
let me ask you, Jim, you've been playing obviously with a lot of groups. Everybody here has. What is it about this collaboration that you like?
The vocals. I mean, we all love singing and harmony singing. And I just love harmony singing. I mean, whenever I sing along with a CD or something on the radio, I'm always singing a harmony part. I'm never singing a melody line.
You should take up tuba singing, and then you can do your own harmonies. We'll do that right now. Or you can do a song of your choice. What did you, instead of tuba, why don't you do a different song now?
Well, okay. We'll do one that actually Cliff brought to the group. It's got, the title is Some Old Day, which is a famous song by Flat and Scruggs. But this is a completely different one, and Cliff can give us the history of this one.
Yeah, this is a song my dad used to sing when I was growing up, and I knew he'd gotten it from a black street singer in Charleston, West Virginia, where he grew up. And he and a high school buddy of his, a guy named Kenny Davidson, who also recorded folks like Clark Hessinger and
he had a label, Canal Records.
Yeah.
Hollow Rock String Band, too. It was their first record was on the Kanawha label.
Yeah, so he, anyway, so he, they'd recorded, this guy's name is No Leg Sam Fincher. He double amputee, lost both his legs, hopping a train. But anyway, unfortunately, a lot of the really good quality recordings got lost. Kenny had some issues, I think he spent some time in some mental institutions and some things got lost while he was in and out. But there were some recordings from when they went and recorded him down in Roanoke, Virginia, and this particular song was one of those. Ferrum College actually has it on their website if anybody wants to go hear the original, but this is our interpretation of it.
Tell my mother not to grieve that her son has got to lay. Uncle Sam has called me to his army. Got to leave here on that 4-day train, but it won't be long.
But it won't be long.
No, it won't be long.
No, it won't be long.
Tell my darling I'll come home some old day. I want you to meet me at the station, bring along, dear, little extra change. I done got my fool self in trouble. Got to leave here on that four-day train, but it won't be long.
But it won't be long.
No, it won't be long.
No, it won't be long.
Tell my darling I'll come home some old day. Tell my mother not to grieve, that her son has got to lay.
Uncle Sam has called me to his army, got to leave here on that four-day train.
But it won't be long.
But it won't be long.
No, it won't be long.
No, it won't be long. Tell my darling I'll come home some old day.
But it won't be long.
But it won't be long.
No, it won't be long.
No, it won't be long. Tell my darling I'll come home some old day.
Some Old Day, Piedmont Melody Makers, and that is from their new album, Wonderful World Outside. Piedmont Melody Makers are going to be playing at the Carrboro Arts Center next Thursday, October 13th at 8 o'clock, and then they'll be in Asheville at the Cork and Keg on Sunday the 16th. And if you missed that, of course, go to our website, stateofthings.org. Alice Gerard, there are a few covers, Carter Brothers songs on this album. Tell us about those and why you chose them.
Well, Carter Family.
Carter Family, yeah.
Yeah. Well, all of us are huge Carter Family. They were extremely influential on me and many, many other musicians who were kind of learning this music back in the 50s and 60s. They were a wonderful recording group from southwestern Virginia. Mother Maybelle Carter was responsible for a whole guitar style that became very prevalent in country music. And she and her cousin, Sarah, and Sarah's husband, A.P., were the Carter Family, and they've influenced us so much that we always like to include Carter Family songs in our repertoire.
Yeah.
And Jim actually brought these to the group.
Well, and they're kind of a crossover, too. I mean, the idea that the Carter Family was such an important commercial success, but they mm-hmm. brought with them traditional music, and we think about it in terms of country, but you can hear the elements of bluegrass. So are they a kind of transitional? Are they that sort of the missing link?
Well, not missing.
they're the omnipresent link. Yeah. I should call them.
Yes, I mean they particularly as their career went on, and they recorded from 1927 to 1941. Their harmony styles influenced a lot of the early bluegrass bands, getting more of the straight three-part harmony going with a lead vocal in the middle of the harmony stack, with then a harmony part above and a harmony part below, that where there wouldn't be unison notes in there, three different notes all
so
the way
through.
So
you weren't singing the same thing in a different register, like you can
right.
create a harmony that way. You're actually singing a different note, and that's going to give you a different sort
yeah,
of a harmony.
Yeah, and so that really influenced the bluegrass harmony system. Mm. Yeah. And then a lot of the early bluegrass bands that did Carter Family material, the Stanley Brothers in particular, who were also from Southwest Virginia, they did a lot of Carter Family stuff. One of the Stanley Brothers' famous songs is Will You Miss Me, which was a Carter right. Family number before the Stanleys did it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do a song here. I want to play a song right off of your record that will include Chris Brashear, who wasn't here today, but he'll be part of the set that you do. And when you travel across the state of North Carolina this month, we're going to play one of the songs on the album now to get a sense of everybody together. And this is a Carter Family song called Poor Little Orphan Boy.
mother died when I was young. My sisters, they were sad. They laid their hands upon my head, taught me how to pray. So now my mother, she's gone to rest in the land of purest joy. And I wonder if she thinks of me, her poor little orphan boy. When I was only 2 years old, I never shall forget a parting kiss she gave to me. I sometimes feel it yet. So now my mother, she's gone to rest in the land of purest joy. And I wonder if she thinks of me, her poor little orphan boy. Sick and every hour she watched me as I lay, and with her kind and gentle hand she soothed me tenderly. So now my mother, she's gone to rest in the land of purest joy, and I wonder if she thinks of me, her poor orphan boy. So now I press this world along, her love with me shall stay. And from the throne above the skies, her smile shall rest on me. So now my mother, she's gone to rest in the land of purest joy. And I wonder if she thinks of me, her poor little orphan boy. So now my mother, she's gone to rest in the land of purest joy. And I wonder if she thinks of me, her poor little orphan boy.
Poor little orphan boy. Carter Family Song, covered by the Piedmont Melody Makers from their new album, Wonderful World Outside. We've got Alice Girard, Jim Watson, and Cliff Hale with us here today, and they're going to be playing at the Carborough Arts Center October 13th, and then they're going to be at the Cork and Keg in Asheville on October 16th. We've got all that information at our website, stateofthings.org. Cliff, let me ask you a question, because I know that we said you're from West Virginia. You've been down here for a little while, about more than 10 years, I think.
Yep.
West Virginia, obviously, a great location for this kind of music, as is North Carolina. Is there a difference? Is there a way that you feel or hear things differently down here, or is it about the same?
Well, I mean, there's definitely a lot more folks down here. I mean, I grew up in the eastern panhandle of West Virginia, and I went to West Virginia University in Morgantown. And I played with various bluegrass musicians in Morgantown. I didn't really play in a band situation until I got to in graduate school. But, yeah, there's a lot going on down here, you know, in the Piedmont blues and just a lot of...
Jim Watson, you've been in the scene for a long time as well. Are things changing and for the better? I mean, how do you see things moving forward for this state and this kind of music?
Well, there's always people coming up playing this stuff. And what's interesting now about the scene is a lot of bands that somehow get of younger people who somehow get labeled as bluegrass bands, which aren't really bluegrass bands at all. I mean, it's not that their music is
Great stuff, but it's not the
it's
not
just
the category,
not a
yeah.
classic yeah. bluegrass. And bands like Mipso or Mandolin Orange, you know, they might have some bluegrass material in their repertoire, but in terms of a straight ahead bluegrass format, that's not what yeah. it is. But because they sort of play in a different in a certain way, or maybe they've got a fiddle or occasionally a banjo, they get labeled as bluegrass by and a no reflection on anybody out there get labeled as bluegrass by people who really don't know what they're talking
about.
Well,
but even the good news there is, and I'm going to make it brief because I've got almost a minute left. I want to hear you play us out on an original song that Alice, you wrote. But I mean, I think the good news is that all this influences changes in the music. So we've got great people out there playing great music, and they have all of these great influences, right? There's country, there's bluegrass, and then it kind of, you know, morphs, and we might get the labels wrong, but at least we're getting lots and lots of great music out there.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the important thing, that people, and also that they should know where the music comes from. This stuff just didn't appear in the last 10 mm-hmm. years. It's like knowing about the Carter family,
right.
knowing about the Stanley Brothers, Charlie Poole, you know, some of the people who made these records 70, 80, 90 years ago.
Yep.
And that is sort of set the standards. I mean, you can go and mess with it along the way.
Dallas Gerard, we've got only about 30 seconds left, but we'd love to hear okay. your original. This is called Sweeter Day, right?
Yes, it is.
Let's hear it. By the way, I should say that the Piedmont Melody Makers are going to be at the Carver Arts Center. We've got all the details at our website, stateofthings.org, and North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I've got to say that. Then I say, I'm Frank Stacio, and then I say, Piedmont Melody
Thank
Makers.
You, Frank.
Yeah, thanks, Frank.
Here we go.
Brightest star in darkest night, sparkle in the morning light. Oh, the music in the mountain stream brings you